I've been talking quite a bit about getting to know the Father. There's a little booklet out there that I've done one or two points in there. It's like 10 points. We're not going to probably, I doubt we're going to go through any more. But it's called Thinking Like a Son and Not an Orphan. It's a little booklet, white, black title. I highly encourage you to get it. Read through it slowly. It's only 10, 15 pages of the little, you know, tiny booklet. There's a lot of good points in there to meditate on. And this week, it's just sort of really, we've talked, this is probably the fourth or fifth week we've talked about the Father. I just have felt when I look back over my words and the things I've talked about that they've not really hit the mark of what I'm trying to get across. It's not that they're not true. You know, sons are accepted, not jealous. Sons allow God to promote them, not promote themselves. Those are all true, but they've not gotten to the heart, and this is my judgment, of getting to know the Father. And so I actually just picked up these words that they sang, Not in a Hurry, at the end. I just sort of want to go to rush through it. I sort of want to go talk through it. Because I think in many ways it gets across what I think he wants, what a relationship with the Father is like. I think all the things I said were good. They're good principles. They can reveal things. But if we're not careful, we'll miss the Father in trying to apply the principles. A practice I've started doing on Sundays, it works for me, it may not work for you, just because at this point I've been working basically 6 days a week in my software job. And I've got all day Sunday before we come into here, of going on an audio fast. I call it an audio fast. I'm still eating, but I'm not, maybe multimedia fast might be a better word. I'm not really reading, except I read the Bible some. Not listen to podcasts. I'm not listening to the news. And it's sort of hard for me to slow down. I can maybe sit in a chair, but my mind is going a zillion miles an hour. And I found that if I do this little, let's just call it a multimedia fast, like I usually spend the first 2 or 3 hours of every Sunday just driving through the countryside. Once a month, I'll go visit a church, but mostly I'm just driving down. I live on the west side of the county, but you pick. There's gorgeous areas all over the place. A lot of times I drive out to Lafayette or Cloudland Canyon. It's only 20 minutes away from where I live. There are trails everywhere, but I'll just ride with nothing on. And I have found that forced multimedia fast, many ways helps me to know the Father much more than any other principles that I have in the booklet. And those are good principles. They help reveal your heart and reveal your attitudes, because there's lots of stuff in there that you go, Father, why do I feel this way? Why do I want to promote myself? Why do I feel insecure? But this first line in this first verse says, Lord, I don't want to rush on ahead. And so I'm just basically sharing off the cuff tonight. One of the best ways I've known to get to know the Father is I literally have to stop and create a space. It's that rest. And just, I don't have like tons of conversations with Him, but just say, Father, I'm here. If you want to speak to me, I'm willing to listen. And I encourage you to carve out, you heard what my schedule is because, you know, I work all during the week, and 2 to 3 nights a week I have ministry things going on. So it just doesn't work very well. Plus you got family, but Sunday morning seems to be quiet. Whatever your rhythm is, everybody has their own thing. Maybe it's an hour here as opposed to half a day like what I'm doing. And so just to say, Lord, I don't want to rush. And then to sit and don't do anything. I do pray in tongues. I do pray in tongues or pray in English some. So I'm not sitting there like a monk that's, you know, doing chants. I don't, that doesn't, I don't think that's real biblical. I think you need to either speak in tongues or speak in English or read the Bible, but read it slowly. And if you're like me, you get a little... Have you ever seen anybody? I've met people, you might have been there, you might have seen it, that when they come off of alcohol or drugs, they get the DTs or the shakes. When I first started doing these multimedia fasts, and even today, the first 30 minutes, I'm getting the shakes. Maybe not physically, but inside. Okay, where's my phone? I got to touch something. I got to look on something. I got to scroll something. And those aren't wrong, but I have found they keep me from hearing the Father. He really is a still small voice. We don't get approval from God by doing this. You're not going to get any brownie points, but you do position yourself to hear Him better. And by the time I get through the shakes, I start becoming much more at rest and realize how jittery I was on the inside. And when I first started doing this, you know, it's been a little while. First started doing this, I'd fall asleep. That's okay. You know why I fell asleep? Because I was living off adrenaline and dopamine hits and not getting enough sleep. We keep ourselves awake many times by these artificial stimulants. I stopped doing caffeine several years ago for this reason. It's not that I'm more spiritual. It's just I didn't want to be amped up. I wanted to find out what is my normal rhythm. And it was like most people get headaches when they get off caffeine. I got no headaches. But I was as fast and as alert as a snail going across my driveway. The fatigue was unbelievable with no caffeine. And so, but that was for me because I didn't want a fault. I wanted, what is my natural, what was it like if you were a disciple 2,000 years ago? What was it like for Jesus to walk with Him? You know, I don't guess they had caffeine. Maybe I'm sure they had stimulants. People's always found stimulants. But what was it like? And to get to that, and so for a long time, I just fell asleep. Fall asleep. Why? Because that's telling you aren't taking care of your body. But you'll eventually get enough sleep. You got to put your life in order, like we said at 5:30. You got to put your life in order. And as you start doing that, then your soul will calm down, but your body won't conk out. And it positions you to, I don't want to rush on ahead in my own strength when you're right here. Recently, I read the book by Brother Lawrence called Practicing His Presence. It was written 500 years ago. It's a famous book. Madame Guyon has some of those. I reread those. But you know, when I reread those, I was like, we're not beyond that because they were 500 years. They were pioneers. But when I read that, I was like, we've been practicing that for years. It's just what I'm just saying right here. It's as simple as that. And so I want to encourage you to get to know the Father is to get a place where you're not getting distractions. If you have little kids, or big kids, or spouses around, or you're at work, it's probably not going to work real well. But, you know, even if you just start with 20 minutes, slow down and go, Father, I'm here. And resist the DTs to pick up your phone, turn on the TV, turn on music. And I'm telling you, there's a withdrawal period there. But once you get on the other side, it usually takes me maybe an hour on Sundays because my 6 days are very, very intense. And so I have to slow my soul down. It's not that I'm not praying during the week, but I'm not sure how much I'm sensing Him or sensing the rest because I have to bring some of myself to rest to participate in His rest. I'm not trying to be too mystical here. I'm not trying to be too weird. But I am trying to talk about a lifestyle or a rhythm of entering into to rest with Him. And if you'll just, I call it the discipline of solitude, because it is a discipline. And if you'll do that and just say, Father, I want to hear Your voice today. Whether I actually hear from You or not, I'm going to meditate on You. And when you start doing it, and I say Father specifically. I mean, any other time you can do Holy Spirit, you can do Jesus. But in this season, say Father. And he talks the least to me. He doesn't talk to me that much. But I sense him quite a bit. And get to know the Father to realize he's not condemning. He loved you before the foundation of the world. He loved you while you were sinners. He reached out to you. And this world needs rest and peace, and it truly does come from God. You know, mindfulness, I've read a lot on mindfulness. It's just, some of it's good, some of it's just another way of talking about Eastern meditation. Been on you listen to. That, it doesn't take you real far because you don't meet a person. It does help calm you down a little bit, so there's some value into it. Like my company gives us a free, I've never used it, but a free subscription to Headspace, if you know that. That's a mindfulness website app that you go on and it talks to you. And there's some value to that. But the value is going, Father, I'm going to intentionally not rush and create a vacuum, which means you can't have stuff coming in, so that if you want, however you want to manifest, whether it's just peace or actually words, you come in. And then usually by this time on Sunday or by 4 o'clock on Sunday, I don't even want multimedia anymore. You realize this is just creating a lot of noise in my head. But it takes a little while to get there. I love what it says here. I'm not in a hurry when it comes to your spirit, when it comes to your presence, when it comes to your voice. Now, me personally, most of my week, I'm in a hurry. I may not say it, but my actions to come into your spirit. I'm not in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. All right, let's get this over with. Let's do this. Let's create this 20 minutes. Let's carve it out. Now, I never say that, but my actions betray me. That's why it's good for me to actually leave the house and drive around. Why? Because in the house, oh, I could do the dishes. I need to clean this up. I need to do this in the yard. And it starts to bug me. How many of you are there? Maybe if you're project-oriented people, it starts bugging you. And so I have to physically leave a place where there's to-do stuff so I'm not in a hurry. I've also learned to have a piece of paper beside me. You often see me with index cards because they fit in my pocket. But you can get a notebook, piece of paper. I used to do it digitally because I could type faster, even on my thumbs, faster than I can write. But I found that that was a distraction, opening up the phone. Oh, here's a red badge, you know, the little red number on how many mails you got or how many messages you got. And, well, let me just check this real quick. Plus, it wasn't about how fast I could get the notes down. There's something about paper where there's no multimedia coming in that you actually physically write stuff out. Because I found as you start doing this, I don't know about you, maybe because I'm a project-oriented person, I've got about 8 things come in my mind. You need to do this, you need to do that on Tuesday. The only way I figured out how to deal with those, because I can't really push them off, I think about them later because they stay in the back of my mind, is I write them down. And then later I'll transfer them digitally on my computer or my phone. If we'll practice this and say, Father, I do not want to rush being around you. That is the greatest advice I can give to you. I've got the principles out here that can maybe trigger some thoughts. You know, why am I feel jealous? Why do I feel insecure? But when you get those, they don't really tell you much what to do, is to go to the Father and slowly, not like giving 48 lines of prayers. Father, why am I jealous? Let that be the question, and don't even do anything else for the next hour or whatever your time period is. You may not be able to carve out as much time as I typically do on a Sunday morning. I'm telling you, before the day's over with, you'll feel His peace on it. He'll give you some instruction, but you may just feel Him and you don't feel jealous anymore and you don't know why. This happens a lot because your mind has to understand and be linear and go through the classroom technique of a lab and an action. But I'm telling you, as you're just in the Father's presence, say, I don't want to be in a hurry. At the end of it, you go, I don't know what just happened, but I'm not jealous anymore. Because you've been around a person. When it comes to your presence, when it comes to your voice, I'm learning to listen. Just to rest in your nearness. That is a powerful little phrase. I'm learning to listen just to rest in your nearness. That's what I'm talking about. Rest to the point. It's like this morning I had a hard time. Got up all jittery. My mind was a zillion different things. Thinking, I used to not watch news, but over the last 3 weeks I've sort of become a news junkie because it's so much fun to read. It's sort of like a little cell. If you're Democrat, I'm sorry. Maybe 4 years from now it'll change for you. But right now, this side that I voted for, it's so much fun to listen to. Oh yeah, this is happening. So, but my mind is, you know, it's sort of junky. It's all junked up. I probably said more than I should have, but whatever. And so, but all this stuff, work has been so hard. I'm way behind. I had to work yesterday. And so that's on my mind, and then other issues come up in my mind. It was like an hour before I could calm down. So what does that tell me? I needed to do it, and what does that also tell me? I probably need to maybe figure out how to do it twice a week. Sort of bank the nearness. You know, bank, put it in the bank. If it took that long to feel the nearness, I had too much going on in my soul. It's going on in your soul. It's not your spirit. That's where your mind is and your emotions. And nothing what I was doing was wrong. I wasn't doing anything wrong. Unless you're a Democrat and you think I shouldn't be. But that's another story. But with work, you know, there's nothing wrong. I just can't figure out what I'm supposed to do. These technical problems are just extremely hard. And so there. All right, so Father, I'm learning to listen. Just to rest in your nearness. That means you don't have to be talking. I'm not doing this. I don't know if they normally do this, but before prayer, I went out to the lobby. There's two people there. There's Jan and Shelley, and you know their mother and daughter. They were just sitting there. They weren't looking at their phones. They weren't reading the Bible. And they weren't saying anything to each other. And I thought, that is pretty cool. They're restful in each other's presence, and they don't have to keep something going. How many of us, when somebody comes in, how you doing? How's your week going? And that's legit. I'm not saying not do that. But, you know, true friends come to a point where to sit down and let's rest in each other's nearness. So we just say, Father, teach me how to rest in your nearness. Let me learn how to listen. And it is a learning process. I'm starting to notice you are speaking. But what I'm finding, it's not always words. This is going to get real mystical, but just if you do this, you'll find it. If Dahlia speaks something to me, it has to go through my mind, which is my soul. I mean, I guess there's spirit there too. I'm not sure. But it has to go through my mind, and it has to my mind is deaf. I mean, it goes through my ears, and goes to my mind, which is definitely my soul. And I have to understand it, process the language. And if she's speaking English, of course she is in this case, but speaking English, then I understand what she said. Do you realize as you just sit and listen to the Father, there will be communications that aren't words, but you'll just feel them. You'll know. It's more than emotional feeling. Your spirit will know. Have you ever had these thoughts just pop in and you go, where did that come from? And you knew it was God, but you didn't hear any words, but you just had an understanding. He just gave you a word of knowledge. He just gave you a word of understanding. He just gave you a word of wisdom. And it went from his spirit to your spirit, and your mind has to catch up. Did I lose all of you? He's gone bonkers here. It's gone new age. It is a new age. We need to re-own that word. like they took the rainbow. They took the New Age. I mean, it's a kingdom age. I want the rainbow back. Just as another, just because I'm in too transparent today, it's a couple years ago in the height of the woke LGBTQ movement when we took down the flags to the country's backyard. I said, I want to paint a rainbow all the way across the back. Nobody liked that idea. And I'm like, this is God's rainbow. I'll put seven colors. LGBT only has six colors. Have you ever noticed that? That's the number of man. How tricky is that? How subtle is that? But anyway, I wanted to put a whole rainbow back there just to reclaim it. It's like, no, that's too much to fight right now. We got enough spiritual warfare. We don't need any of that. It's probably a good idea because that's become such a weird symbol. Verse 2, Lord, I want to love like you. I want to feel what you feel. I want to see what you see. I've started asking that a lot when I heard this song tonight. Of course, we played it before. I was like, I'm going to talk about this. So in those nearness times, now the key here is I do talk to the Lord, talk quietly, but I don't talk his ears off. You know why? Because then I don't hear him. These are more strategic things, like maybe once every 30 minutes or something. I say, Lord, I want to love like you. I hadn't used these words, but these are good words, but it's the same, very close. I want to feel what you feel. He will start letting you feel what he feels over people. And when I started praying this several years ago, when I would move in some of the gifts, especially prophecy, understanding, words of knowledge, wisdom, I would usually give, you know, those kind of words. But then I started seeing soon after this, and it really messed me up because I wasn't quite sure what was going on. I mean, now I'm pretty familiar with it. I wouldn't get words for people, but I would feel what he feels about them. Many of you ever had that happen? Sometimes you'll walk into a room and you'll get a word, but other times you'll walk into a room and you go, I feel God's heart over them. And some of these, I would just, they were going, like, there's been many instances, but some instances, I would just feel his compassion over them because they felt so unloved. And I just start crying because I knew the love of the Father over them. And so I'm giving them a word, I start crying, and they're like, what's going on? But then the Holy Spirit would come in and reinforce it and heal them without even saying a word. Because it would go from the feelings of God to them, and something was released in that. Many of you ever had something similar to that happen? It's fun once you realize what's going on. And when you feel that and feel his compassion over people, you realize this is a good Father. And so I would just challenge you to say in this season, Father, I want to see what you see. I want to feel what you feel. I want to experience just nearness to you without even saying anything, like what happens in a good marriage relationship over time, or in this case, father, mother-daughter relationship. They're secure in the relationship. They're there. They know all about each other. And it can come that way, the Father. And that's the best way to get to know the Father, is to say, I don't want to rush in my own strength, because you're right here. The bridge says, open my eyes, I want to see you. Open my ears, I want to hear you speak. Tell me your thoughts. Now, this is radical. We say it a lot around here, but I encourage you to do it. What's on your mind? I know I'm guilty in earthly conversations with you and with God. I'm looking for an opportunity to tell my story. As soon as they get through, I heard half of what they said because I'm already formulating my story. And I'm trying to break that. I'm getting better at it. You know, I find that way with God. God, this is my story this week. I've had to work 6 weeks, 6 days. I can't figure out this problem. La, la, la. I'm having this problem in this relationship. And there is a place for that, says Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Cast all your cares upon him, and your anxieties and worries, and his peace will come. So there's a place where we need to do that. But there's somewhere after that, go, God, Father, what's on your mind? Here's a question I've started asking. I've not gotten an answer yet. It's been probably a month. He'll eventually answer it. I've found he doesn't really get in our... He's never on our time schedule. He gives us what he wants to give us, which is really what we want. But as leader, senior leader here, I asked about a month ago. I said, Father, if you were here and we were one-on-one in a conversation, well, I guess we are, but I was talking about see you face-to-face. What do you think of the work? What do you think of where we're at Relationship Church? What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? I ain't got an answer yet, but I will. Probably little things here and there. Because I care more about what he thinks about this than what I think about it. I mean, and I care about what you think, but I care even more about what he thinks. Ask him, what do you think about my marriage? Or what do you think about my parenting? Or think about my work? Or what's just on your mind? Because in some ways when I say what about RC, it still makes it about ourselves. And that's a step up, what he thinks. But going further, what's on your mind that I'm not even thinking about? Is this too mystical? But you got to slow down, as it says here. I'm learning to listen just to rest in your nearness. Somebody want this song to take home with them? There's the sheet. It's good words. Not in a Hurry by somebody. There's probably a zillion songs out there. Will Reagan, you could Google it and get the lyrics. Let's stand. So, Father, we come to you now. And I just pray for myself and anybody else that needs this prayer can agree. Help me learn to listen and enjoy being in your nearness and just quietness. And Father, I pray, we often know the Holy Spirit, we often know Jesus, but Jesus said, I come to reveal the Father. I pray every person in this room ends up with a great relationship with you, Father, that cuts through the stereotypes and cuts through the image, the preconceptions. Use the principles in the book to trigger things, but in the end, the answer is in your nearness, that you're near us. And so, Lord, on my own personal journey and everybody else's here, I've described mine, and it doesn't always look the same for every person. Every person has to figure that out. But, Lord, we're going to figure it out because we want to be people that know the Father and know how to walk in your peace and rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody need prayer? Can you pray with me, Joel? You got to go? Okay. So we'll be up here for a few minutes. And if you need prayer for anything, prayer for healing, prayer for what we talked about, prayer for a friend, then come on up and we'll pray for you.